We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.
Culture Kids, welcome to our show. We are a family podcast dedicated to empowering a generation of kind and empathetic creators and citizens of the world. We are excited to have Mr. Justin Ahasteen back on our show, who is the executive director and ambassador for the Navajo Nation Washington office. Before diving into the episode, we suggest listening to part one for context. On that episode, we explore the history, sovereignty, and beliefs of the Navajo Nation. Today, we'll dive into the jewelry, clothing, and unique ceremonies and rituals practiced by the community.
Hello, hello. My name is Asher, and I am your host along with my mom, Kristen.
Before Mr. Ahasteen joins us, if you love Culture Kids, grown-ups, please take a second and leave us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify and let us know what you love about Culture Kids. Your review and feedback helps us grow so that we can make more episodes so more families can become globetrotting citizens of the world.
Thank you.
Well, let's welcome Mr. Ahasteen again. Thank you for being back on our show.
Hey, Asher. Hey, Kristen. Thanks for having me back. I am really happy to be back on the show to continue to share the Navajo people's experience and culture with our leaders and our younger generations.
Pleasure to have you again. We're excited to learn more about the Navajo Nation.
Yeah.
We ran out of time to ask more questions in the last episode. Aww. And today, we'd love to learn more about those traditions and find ways to support our Navajo friends.
Thanks, Asher.
Mommy says the jewelry that Navajo people make is very beautiful and important. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you about that.
So we have different types of jewelry. We have different types of clothing. So for a lot of Navajo, because a lot of them wear considered silversmiths, or we worked a lot with different metals. Silver has been a very big needed material on the nation.
Why?
Because we use that to make bracelets, we use that to make earrings, and we also utilize turquoise.
Turquoise? Isn't that a color?
Oh yes, it's a beautiful color that looks like the ocean on a sunny day. It's a mix of bright blue and a hint of green, like the color of a tropical sea.
And it can be a jewelry?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. Turquoise is a stone that is found in different mountains and specific areas in the Southwest. We have 4 sacred mountains, and 2 of them are known for their turquoise.
Oh, cool. It must look so beautiful.
Yes, so as Mr. Ahasteen shared, turquoise is often described as a color, but it is also a very precious stone. And as we learned about in the last episode with Mr. Ahasteen, within the Navajo Nation territories, there are stunning mountains and formations where turquoise and other minerals are found.
So what do you do with the turquoise? How do they become jewelry?
What people do is that they carve them out and they place them inside the metal and then they work around it into create different types of jewelry.
That sounds beautiful. Does a turquoise stone represent a meaning for the Navajo people?
Jewelry that has turquoise is often used to represent happiness. Yeah. It's also used to have luck and also promotes good well-being and health.
Ooh, green and blue makes me happy.
It reminds me of being at the beach.
So can anyone wear it? Like, who gets to wear the jewelry?
It's not really about who wears them. It really is about telling the story because on a lot of the jewelry, there are inscriptions of different Navajo mythology, or it tells our creation story.
What's an inscription? Like prescription?
Oh, no.
No, that's not the same thing.
But it sounds very similar.
Nope, it does not mean the same thing. An inscription in jewelry refers to a special message, name, date, or symbol that is written onto the piece.
Got it.
So, you know, a lot of it has different meanings. So sometimes you'll see jewelry that have different animals on it. And some of the animals are sacred to the Navajo. Sometimes we have animals like sheep or horses or cattle. And in the Navajo culture, sheep, horses, and cattle were used to measure wealth.
Huh? Like wealth? Like money?
So remember how we talked about that wealth means different things to a lot of people? Like in our family, mommy and daddy measure wealth by our ability to experience different things in the world and make friends that will show us new things. In the Navajo culture, they also see wealth in a different way.
The more animals that you had, the more rich that you were in terms of being in that society where we don't really care about the money, but more about how we sustain ourselves during times of hardship, especially in the winter. So livestock, especially sheep, is very important to us because it's something that we can rely on. They bless the land and they help us keep us alive and give us nutrients. And they also can be companions.
Oh, because they're so fluffy, cute, and cuddly.
So, Mr. Ahastin, since we learned about jewelry, I have to ask, are there any traditional clothing or headgears that are significant to Navajo culture?
The clothing that we wear, such as rug dresses, it's made out of sheep wool. So we would shear our sheep, we would take the sheep hair, we would take clay or different berries or different plants to make the wool different color.
Cool.
And then we would use that to create dresses and rugs. So very, very complex process, but that's some of the jewelry and clothing that we do wear.
Cool. Using clay and berries for color. So fun.
Yeah. Hearing about this reminds me of my childhood in Korea, where we would pick certain flowers and wrap them around our fingernails with leaves, and the natural colors would dye our fingernails a beautiful shade of red for days.
Amazing.
It's fascinating how the wonders of nature not only provide us with the things to survive, but also bring beauty in a variety of colors that we can wear in different ways and enjoy.
Yes!
And are there any significant headgears?
There are a few headgears. We don't have like headdresses like other Native American tribes have. What Navajo do have are different bandanas.
Bandanas? Like a band?
Yeah, a bandana is a square piece of fabric, typically worn as a head covering or around the neck for different reasons. It comes in different colors and patterns.
Ooh, so why do they wear it? To look good?
Yeah!
That's a really great question, Asher. So the men will wear bandanas across their head, and women would wear what we would call a Sani scarf. And that refers to Sani meaning elder. And then the scarf is where, you know, women would typically wear that across their head. And it's supposed to reflect carrying on the tradition and legacy and the wisdom of the person who wore it before.
So like the grandmother will give it to the grandkids. Like when my harmony gives me stuff.
In many families, there are special things that have been handed down through the generations. It could be jewelry, furniture, or anything that's important to them. These items are really valuable and special because they connect us to our ancestors, and it can help us carry on the important stories and traditions in our family history.
That's nice.
So are these traditional clothing typically worn every day, or was it just a long time ago?
Or is it mix and match?
Yes, so we do mix and match nowadays. So for instance, I could wear a modern suit,
But I could also still have my traditional jewelry on.
Go to boss.
Or it could be the other way around, where you have your traditional clothing, your skirts or your rug dresses, and you wear modern jewelry. So it's turned in more into traditional fashion. And we usually dress up for special occasions, whether that's a ceremony or a traditional meeting or having different prayers. But there is a mix between modern and old traditional clothing.
That's cool. I like to mix and match.
So we learned from our last episode that the Navajo community's spiritual values focus on living in harmony with the earth and showing respect to their surroundings. Are there any ceremonies that are important to the culture that you can share with us?
So, you know, I'll give you an example of a few different ceremonies. So we have the Blessing Way ceremony. And the Blessing Way is really focusing on restoring harmony, health, and balance to either an individual or a community. Sometimes this includes different rituals, prayers, and songs that, again, aim to restore hojon, which is beauty and harmony for anyone who participates.
That kind of sounds like the healing rhythm we learned from Mr. Tabari on West African drums.
That does, yeah. Lots of cultures around the world have sacred and special ceremonies like this that can help people. It can strengthen people's relationships, help people with big changes in their lives, and much more.
We also have the Enemy Way ceremony, which is performed to address the spiritual and emotional conflict that has caused disruption or imbalance within someone. Really bringing back and restoring peace to the mind.
So this ceremony makes people feel better if they're sad.
What an incredible way to support their family and friends when they're experiencing some sadness in their hearts.
Like how mommy holds Arden like a baby if she's crying. That usually makes her feel better.
And then we have the Mountain Way ceremony, which is the coming of age ceremony for a lot of the Navajo women, and in Navajo that's called a kinalta, and that really focuses on welcoming a young girl into womanhood and making sure that she is involved in the different rituals, dances, songs, and prayers that symbolize the transition from being a teenager to becoming an adult.
Hey, that's kind of like B'nai Mitzvahs.
That's right.
We learned about this with Cantor Beth.
Exactly. That's a great comparison, Asher. It's so interesting to learn about how different cultures have their special ways of celebrating when children grow up to become adults.
Yes.
It is a wonderful way to learn about responsibilities and feel loving support from your family and friends that can help you make good decisions as you get older.
We don't have one in Korean-American culture, but maybe we could create one.
Perhaps. That's a really great idea, Asher. So can friends or people that are not part of Navajo Nation participate in some of these ceremonies?
Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. It's also something that we as Navajo people try to protect, depending on what type of ceremony it is. So for the Kinalta ceremony, it's usually try to be reserved for the family or whoever's a part of the family. Again, because it's really taking the next step in welcoming someone to being a woman. So that transition from adolescence to a woman.
Thank you so much for sharing this. Just like we wouldn't go to someone's party without an invitation, we should also respect the sacred ceremonies of different cultures or religions by waiting for a proper invitation, because it may hold deep spiritual or personal meanings. This shows that we care and value their traditions and want to be respectful guests. And if we're not sure, we can always ask.
I guess it's like when mommy says, "Privacy, please."
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So we know that art in the Navajo culture reflects the deep heritage and artistic talent of the Navajo people. Each piece carries stories, symbols, and traditions passed down through generations, making them not only captivating, but also meaningful. Could you tell us about some of the artwork?
Yeah, so we have specific arts, whether that's paintings, we have sand paintings.
Sand? Like sand from Earth? That's so cool. In California, the sand on the beach is tan, kind of like my skin color, but I'm a little darker.
We look for different colored sands within our homeland. So sometimes you have red sand, you'll have yellow sand, you'll have white sand, and you'll have black sand. And what you'll do is you'll create pictures out of the sand, and then you'll mount them to a backing, and we call those sand paintings.
I just use water paint, but now I want to go find sand and make art with it too.
And we also utilize a lot of the sand that we can turn into clay to make pottery. And that also has its own designs that, again, tell a story, or they have pictures of different things that are found in nature that we see as a blessing. Water being a very common symbol because we believe that water is life, that it sustains life. We also can't live without the sun, so we again pay our respects to the sun.
Thank you for this beautiful reminder. Sometimes we forget just how important it is to appreciate the natural world around us. The stunning artwork created by Navajo artists serves as a powerful reminder of our deep connections to the earth. Every drop of rain, every grain of sand, and every living plant plays an important role in sustaining life on our planet.
Yeah, so when it rains and I get sad, Mommy always says it's good because the plants can drink water and it will be all green around us.
And sometimes we have our Navajo mythology, our creation story, inscribed on some of the pottery or the arts that we do have. Sometimes art pieces will focus on things that are happening today. And then we also have a lot of people who work with metals, who create, again, different bracelets, jewelry, all of which have different inscriptions on them or designs to reflect nature or to tell a story.
It's wonderful that there is so much deep meaning, expression, and stories behind the art.
Because that's what art is about, expressing things in a creative way.
Yeah! Well, we are so honored that we had the opportunity to learn more about the culture of the Navajo Nation and have Mr. Ahasteen on our show. His ancestors, as the original inhabitants of our country, have left us so much important wisdom and traditions that we need to remember so that we can all live in harmony with our earth and with each other. The Navajo Nation's contributions have made a lasting impact on our country and our lands, for which we are deeply grateful.
How can we support our Navajo friends so the community can grow and be happy?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that people can do to really support not just the Navajo people, but Native Americans across the country is simply just reading books or watching videos about the Navajo people and how our traditions and our history have built us into who we are today, and really understanding more about who we are to show respect. Other ways to support is supporting Navajo artists by buying these, because when you buy the art, you help them to continue to make the art. And a lot of people make their living this way. Anyone ever gets the chance, they should come to the Navajo Nation to visit our lands. But, you know, like any other place, treat it like you would your own home. So, you know, please don't throw any trash or anything like that. We want to make sure that the animals are safe, the people are safe. We also want people to enjoy our landscapes and a lot of the areas that are sacred to us.
Follow the rules.
And overall, just helping taking care of Mother Earth. We are all on this earth. We all have a duty to make sure that this earth is here for our children, their children, and for future generations to come. Recycle, help plant trees and clean up trash in the area. And then share, obviously, what you learn. Tell your friends and families about who we are as a people and what you've learned about us. Sharing knowledge in this type of way is something that can help promote not just the culture, but helping diversify one's thinking on how we engage with other people. Keep in mind, the Navajo people and Native American people are treated like foreign countries in this country. We have written treaties with the United States. So being able to understand that, yes, we are still American citizens, but we are also a completely independent nation within a nation. You know, once we do understand that, that helps promote the culture and the independent system of thinking with our relationship with tribes.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. Come back again soon, and I hope to visit you someday.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Aheha and Hogone.
And to our Culture Kids family, what do you think it means to live in peace and harmony with the earth and the people around us? Talk to your grown-ups and see how we can practice these important values the Navajo people share with the world right where you are. Maybe it's as simple as making a new friend who may speak a different language to play with you. Or next time you're taking a walk with your grown-ups and you see a piece of trash, ask them to help you to pick it up. You are never too small and you are never too little to create wonderful changes that will help the world. And always remember, here at Culture Kids, you and your family are welcomed, included, and celebrated exactly as you are.
Joke time! Do you want to go first?
Oh, sure. Why did the toddler toss the butter out the window?
Why?
Because the toddler wanted to see a butterfly. Butterfly, get it?
I get it. Butterfly, I get it.
Your turn.
Why do all witches wear black?
Okay, why?
So you can't tell which witch is which.
That was a good one.
And which.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. We have so many exciting guests coming up, so hit subscribe and don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple. Your support is what keeps us going. For birthday shoutouts, email hello@culturekidsmedia.com and feel free to reach out to us anytime if you have any comments, feedback, or thoughts. This platform was created to elevate the voices of communities around us, so we are always listening and looking for ways to connect with our listeners all over the world. Until next week.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.